From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China exercised a double veto Tuesday to block action in the United Nations Security Council aimed at sanctioning the Syrian government for using chemical weapons against its own population. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
Russia and China made an outrageous and indefensible choice today. They refused to hold Bashar al-Assad's regime accountable for the use of chemical weapons.
The measure, backed by Western nations, would have imposed sanctions on 21 Syrian individuals, organizations, and companies. Somali President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo has declared a state of disaster as his nation struggles with a severe drought and food crisis. Meanwhile, the International Organization for Migration warns that many of the millions of people facing famine in three African countries and in Yemen risk starving to death without urgent action to help them. Lisa Schlein reports.
More than 20 million people reportedly are suffering from severe food shortages in South Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, and northeast Nigeria. Somalia's problems are largely due to a severe drought, though conflict also plays a part. In the cases of South Sudan, Yemen, and northeast Nigeria, the United Nations says man-made disasters caused by conflict, insecurity, extreme violence, and economic degradation are behind the food crises facing these countries. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Donald Trump delivers his first speech to a joint session of Congress Tuesday evening. The White House says the speech will focus on solving problems for what it termed real people. Much of the speech is expected to be taken up with economic and security issues. Administration officials say they do not expect specific countries to be mentioned. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says answers are needed on reports of improper contact between President Donald Trump's campaign officials and Russia during the presidential campaign. Ryan was interviewed Tuesday on NBC's Today Show. More than 120 retired U.S. military generals and admirals are urging Congress not to cut spending on diplomacy and foreign aid. Some fear that those two government functions may be targeted in President Donald Trump's first budget proposal. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met Tuesday in Washington with Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi. The two affirmed the importance of a constructive relationship between the two countries and regular high-level talks between top officials. Yang invited Tillerson to visit Beijing. The United States military has confirmed the killing of a top Taliban leader in a recent airstrike in Afghanistan's Kunduz province. The strike, conducted on Sunday as part of an operation with Afghan security forces, killed Mullah Abdul Salam, the Taliban commander for Kunduz, along with four other enemy combatants. The military says no civilians were hurt or killed in the action. Malaysia's attorney general says two women arrested in connection with the killing of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be charged Wednesday with murder. The two suspects, Indonesian Sidi Asia and Vietnamese Doan Thi Huong, have said they thought they were participating in a television prank show. The charges they will face carry the death penalty. Kim Jong-nam died February 13th, shortly after two women smeared what Malaysian authorities say was VX nerve agent on his face at a Kuala Lumpur airport. The heir to South Korea's Samsung empire has been indicted on bribery, embezzlement, and other charges in connection with a political corruption scandal involving President Park Geun-hye. The company's de facto leader, Lee Jae-young, was charged Tuesday along with four company executives. Prosecutors had spent months building a case against Lee, alleging that he played a role in $37 million in payments made by Samsung executives to a friend of the Korean leader in exchange for government support of the merger of two Samsung affiliates. The 48-year-old Lee has denied any wrongdoing. French authorities say two people were shot Tuesday during an address by President François Hollande when a gun belonging to a police sniper accidentally discharged. Early reports describe both victims as having minor injuries. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.